Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Monster, monster, power, gravity. And that was a track called Stairway, but don't Stairway. That was Nirvana from their second album, Nevermind, in 1991.
Amazing. We didn't mean that about you, PG. He's in the house.
Is
Can you believe he's turned up and surprised us? I know. Oh, my word. Welcome to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. We are playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Every Monday, 1 until 3. You've got Julie and Paul here live in the studio on Paternoster Row, as we always are. We've got our PG with us. Hurrah! We've got loads of stuff coming up in this hour, and indeed the second hour. In this hour, we've got our PG's pick of the rocks. He's got three brand new releases. Where's the fourth then, Paul? Come on.
Very funny.
In the second half, we've got our Christmas punk track of the week. We've got Steve's Choice. We've got our undercover section and loads more. Next up, we've got something. It's one. Oh, it's not one of the oldest tracks going to play. Not at all, by any means. This is from 1981. and you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
That was a song co-wrote with David Coverdale from the Whitesnake 1987 album, and that was Whitesnake. And we played that because of John Sykes, who was guitar and vocals and died on the 20th of January this year.
Age 65, another one gone, my word. And what a great album that is. That's off my original album I bought way back there, 87 on CD. I would have chosen a different track, but he actually wrote, John Sykes actually wrote all but two tracks on that album. Mm. All good stuff, eh? Before that...
Muse, Plugin Baby, from the Origin of Symmetry album 2001, and we think it slightly jumped in
a few places. We did, so... Oh, and before that, the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up, from their album, 1981 album, Tattoo You. All good stuff. We have got RPG... in the house. Anything you want to say about John Sykes?
Well, he was a great guy. I think a self-taught guitarist, and then people realised just how good he was. Mm. So he actually went round a few bands, and I think it's one of those names that you don't always pick out.
You when don't. Really you think of Coverdale, don't you? And I'm shame on me because I love that album, and I would have. I think I would have played Here I Go Again, but they didn't write it.
That was by Coverdale and Marsden.
Yeah, it's. I'll say, I think that was the thing. It shocked me when I saw it and thought, oh, God, 65, you know. It's,
we thought he can't be that young.
Yeah, it's, but he was. I mean, he picked up guitar at an early age and got to be a really good player. Well, and
Coverdale's a lot older, isn't he?
Yes. Oh,
he's
a
lot older.
Yeah, well, I think he entered a lot of bands because he was a hot guitarist. Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty good. And then he got bands of his own. But I should apologise as well for jumping up and down and doing my pogoing because it made the track bounce.
Yeah, I know. All good stuff. Anyway, you are, of course, listening to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM. Next up, we've got something pretty crazy from 1978. Ooh.
We'll be right back.
is Sheffield Live.
Lord of the sun, Lord of the sun.
N-E-X-T.
Very interesting that. We should have played that first in that set of three, but never mind. That was the Nina Hagen Band with Heiß, which means hot, came off their debut album, eponymous, no less, self-titled Nina Hagen Band album, 1978, CBS label. Before that,
we went back to 1968 with Pink Floyd, Set the Controls for the Heart of Sun from the album A Saucer Full of Secrets. And we started out with Tool, track called Part of Me from their Opiate EP from 1992.
All good stuff. You're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every week, Mondays 1 till 3. It's now time for PG's Pick of the Rocks, and I don't have to ring him up this week because he's in the actual studio live.
Hang on, I'll go and see if I can find him.
He's definitely here. He's got his piece of paper in his hand. There can be no losing of paper. It's all been beautifully written down by hand. No AI here, is there, Paul? Eh? No AI or laptops here. So you've got three tracks this week.
Yeah,
Tell us all about them.
Yeah, well, first track I've got is a band called Dead and Living, and they're a Swedish goth rock band. They were founded back in 2007 in Karlstad in Sweden. The track we're going to play is Demons Till I'm Dead, from their new EP, which is due for release on the 28th of February. It's a four-track EP. They had a 2019 album called The Author's Curse, which they managed to finance via Kickstarter.
Oh.
So how trendy was that at the time? They're out on YouTube, and their lineup currently is Coroner, who does the vocals, Janitor, who does vocals and guitar.
I like it.
Grave Digger on bass.
Oh.
And Vincent
on drums. I say.
So that's The Dead and Living and Demons Till I'm Dead. And then we move on to The Now. So a band that I've played before, I can't remember. I'm sure we've played them on this show before, but
yes.
The Now. And this is actually a cover version of a track which was a big internet hit last year. A young lady called Chapel Roan, and her track was called Pink Pony Club. And this is a cover version of that by The Now, recorded live at Abbey Road Studios, live from Studio 3. And originally they're listed up as an alt-rock band from South Wales. They're a four-piece. Their debut album's due out in March, called Too Hot to Handle. And they're Shane on guitar, Callum on guitar and vocals, and Shane's lead vocalist, sorry. Will Scott on drums and Jay Evans on bass and vocals. And they were previously a Planet Rock Track of the Week holder, and were playing on the Johnny Walker Show on BBC.
And they've now got to us, Paul.
Yeah, yay! That's it. They've found their way to the top of the heap.
Exactly. Live from Abbey Road, that's quite a thing to be able to do.
Yeah, and the promotion is obviously the four guys crossing the crossing on, yeah.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes.
So
I've got a jigsaw, or I think I've got a jigsaw like that, but it's got a fox crossing the road instead of the Beatles.
Oh, well, that's why it's a puzzle.
Exactly.
Oh.
I confess, my third track is a band called Confess. And the track came out on the 10th of January. And that's something different. They're an Iranian-Norwegian metal band. So this is a track from their new album, the Destination Addiction, which is due out on the 31st of January. It's available for pre-order on the band's Bandcamp page. It's a 10-track album. This band was formed in 2010, and they were formed in Tirana originally. Nikan Kosvari was arrested and imprisoned in Iran. When he was released and bailed, eventually he fled to Turkey in 2017 and then was granted asylum in Norway. So that's the
what a story.
Yeah, the backstory to the band. That's why they're an Iranian-Norwegian metal band. And the track's called After Goliath.
We like it, Paul. Great stuff. Here we go. The first track is The Dead and Living with Demons Till I'm Dead.
But I think we're still breathing. All meters ran. Yet we're still moving. I just wanna
He's put his piece of paper away now. That was The Dead and Living with Demons Till I'm Dead. Their EP out is on the 28th of February.
Yeah, ooh. Goth rock. I liked
Brilliant.
It.
Next up, The Now with Pink Pony Club, which is a cover from, I forgot what the...
Chapel Road.
There we go. Recorded live at Abbey Road. Here we go.
Can't ignore these crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Your Santa Monica, the sweat is calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, and now she's gonna scream. Dad, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, on the stage in my heels, and it's where I belong. Down at the Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing. At the Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing. Down in West Hollywood, I'm gonna keep on dancing. At the Pink Pony Club, Pink Pony Club. I'm and Georgia on the floor, lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Black lights and I'm in a disco ball. Every night's another reason why I left it all. I thank my wicked dream a year in Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, and now she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on stage in my ears, and it's where I belong. Down at the Tennessee, you're always on my mind. Mama, every Saturday I can hear a southern drawl a thousand miles away.
Pink Pony Club. I didn't really know anything about Chapel Row, and I'd looked and thought how badly educated I was. So, But it looks like 2024 was the it was the number one single, I think, on Tinternet. And that track really appeared in my inbox from the Now. And I thought, well, this is a really nice track. So maybe I'll go and listen to the original track now and give it the credit.
Ah, you see, this is what this show's all about, playing different music. Maybe music as well. This is all new stuff, but the other stuff we play on this show is all about stuff you may never have heard, or you may never have heard for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's a real mix.
Absolutely. So, yeah, say it's a good take, because I like the Now as a band, and to do a cover like that, I think just in studio was very good.
The one I'm looking forward to, I have to say, just by the sound of it, Iranian-Norwegian mix, this Confess.
Yep, well, I think enjoy.
With After Goliath, here we go.
Don't know where I'm from.
Oh, indeed.
Oh,
I thought that was cracking.
What? Just like a Viking berserker, that.
Yeah, Destination Addiction is their album. Is that correct? Out on the 31st of Jan, so that's only, what, 4 days away?
Yeah.
Come on, I bet Chris is going to buy that.
Hot tracks, eh?
What do you think? Great stuff. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital. If you're in South Yorkshire, sheffieldlive.org, you can listen online there. And also download the podcast. Loads coming up in the second hour, including Chris's punk track of the week. Oh, my word. Steve's Choice, our undercover section. Loads more besides, even some things we couldn't fit into the first half. We're going to play out, though, with something quite gentle to start with. Ah, bit of Alana Miles with Black Velvet off her eponymous or self-titled debut album from 1989. And then a bit of New York Dolls live with Jet Boy from, again, their eponymous self-titled debut album, 1973. Stick with us for the second hour.
Mississippi, in the middle of the dry spell, York City so high.